Mike Keyport is the Emergency Management Director up at Grand Portage. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, Mike, I called you in today because the 4th of July is just around the corner, and you know what that means.
Oh, yeah, a lot of grilling going on.
Well, but aside from burning your meat and vegetables on the grill, there's some other things we should be... it's the whole process has been complicated now because there's not only charcoal, but propane. So tell me about, let's start with propane first. What should we look out for?
I think one of the big things with propane is the actual propane tank itself, you know. I mean, you make sure you got a good propane tank, kind of check it out for dents and dings and rust. And when you have your propane filled, they'll kind of look at that for you too, you know, make sure you, but that's a big one. And keeping that gas grill clean too.
Yeah, do you get flare-ups, grease?
Flare-ups, grease. Yeah, and most gas grills have a little grease container, and that needs to be emptied. You know,
I've never found mine worked very well.
Well, they really don't probably, but
but it's there.
Definitely something to look at.
Mm-hmm. And what about where? I mean, a lot of people have their grill on the deck and that kind of thing, and I suppose that's okay, but is there any safety problem there?
Well, there is. You know, obviously too close to any building. You know, your vinyl siding nowadays. I've seen this happen many times where you get that gas grill too close to the vinyl siding and it'll actually melt the siding. You know, not good there. And another factor is like an enclosed porch or where you got an overhang, a roof over you. When a good flare up could catch that ceiling on fire. And another one is I've seen or heard of is like a canopy on a camper.
Oh yeah, sure, which is canvas probably.
That's never a good idea either.
Well, when we did a program last month on fire safety, and we're going to repeat that actually on the 4th of July, because even though it's a little wetter, it can dry up pretty fast. But one of the things that I never even thought of is if you've got your grill close to the house with a propane tank, and then if there's a fire in the area, those things really go up.
Oh, yeah. That's something to think about, too, for sure. Yep.
So what about charcoal grills? Anything I should know about that besides not burning myself with lighter fluid?
Well, that is one of the big factors in the charcoal grill is the lighting of the charcoal. That a lot of people get used too much of the lighter fluid or use the long, you know, maybe use gasoline or something. Ooh. That you shouldn't be using. So that is one of the big problems with the charcoal.
Well, what works? I mean, there are these charcoal chimneys and there's also an electric charcoal starter.
Yeah, I think both are good. I know them charcoal chimneys are very popular and, you know, and safe.
Well, if I might just add a personal note, I'm not claiming that my father invented the charcoal chimney, but he did make them and he did market them. And so I'm familiar with that. You just put some newspaper in, pour the charcoal in.
Yep.
It just works like a draft in a chimney. So there's all kinds of different ones out there now, of course. But they seem to be okay. So what about there's some techniques for cleaning the grill. I imagine that you get better results if the grill is clean. Now, do you use a wire brush or some people oil them? Is there anything?
Yeah, and they do, both work. You know, I just recently bought a new grill this spring, and with it, when I bought it, you know, I looked at the different types of cleaners, and they do make some real nice cleaners out there. And, of course, you still have to use your wire brush a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I actually have the grates that come right out, so you can take them right out and hose them off or whatever you need to do and get down in there and clean her out good. So,
well, I understand that July is the peak month for grill fires. That doesn't sound really good. But, you know, if we haven't been grilling yet, and some of us haven't been because the weather hasn't been all great, so what do we need to check on before we light that thing up?
Well, I think getting back to, you know, making sure you don't have any propane leaks. And even on a charcoal grill, some of them guys get rusted out and get holes in the bottom, and then you're dropping ashes, if you will, onto the ground or into the leaves or onto your deck, that type of thing.
I imagine one should be careful.
They do make some real nice pads now that go underneath. They're fireproof, and they go on your deck. Not only does it keep your deck nice, but if you are dripping grease maybe on, then it goes on this pad.
So oh, really?
That's a great idea, too.
So do you have any tips on how I can keep my burgers from getting too dark?
That I don't, Jay.
Okay.
I did have a little one kind of a fun statistic here, sure. though, that 3 out of 4 American households own a grill, and they use it on an average of 5 times per month.
Really? I better get a...
Better get on it.
I better get on it. So there you have it.
And the northeast part of the United States uses their grills the most. However, the north central region, which would be us, mm-hmm. we're second.
Okay.
So we're grillers up here.
Okay. Well, we've been grilling Mike Eport. He's the emergency management director from Grand Portage. Thanks for sharing that information. And, of course, all of you out there that will be firing up your grills, charcoal or propane, for the 4th of July, play it safe, right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.